Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNage Morning Market Update. And we're seeing a nice little bounce in the corn this morning, December at 459, up 9 1/4. March at 482 and a quarter, that is up 6 1/2, while May at 494 and a half is currently up 6 cents. We did get export sales this morning, and they were good for corn. In fact, they were a marketing year high at 1.9 million metric tons. But the big surprise in here was unknown destinations taking 726,000 of that, and China was also in buying 131,000. Very often, unknown destinations can be a proxy for China, and perhaps that is the case. But remember, they're also going to have to take this corn. But at least for today, we are getting a bounce so far this morning. Soybean export sales were good too, and the January beans, we're seeing a little bit of mild pressure. January soybeans at 1343.5, down 3.5, while March at 1361.75, down 3.5, while May at 1374.25, down 4.5. January soybean oil, 5207, down 57. And January meal at 425.60, down 140. Spring crush, 124.50, that's down 4.5. Wheat, still moving higher. We're at 593.75, that's up 8 cents in Chicago with a 594.25 high. Kansas City wheat for March at 643.75, up 7.5. 641.75, up 7.5 with a 642 high. March Minneapolis at 728.5, up 3.5 as we are seeing continued short covering by funds in the wheat market, lending us some strength. Export sales for cotton were okay. They were about 231,000 rolling bales, which is good, but a noticeable decline from what we've seen the last 3 weeks. Cotton is doing better right now. March cotton at 79.92, up 33, while May at 80.51, that's up 28. February live cattle at 171.05, that's down 242. And January feeders at 218.87, that's down 333 points. Hogs doing a little bit better despite some soft market internals. We're at 70.95, up 85. December milk at 16.16 is up 5. January orange juice at 401, that's down 10 full cents, or limit down. Crude oil right now at 77.43 is down 44 cents. We've been as high as 79.60. There are ideas that OPEC Plus will be cutting production by a million barrels a day. That produced a spike, but thus far we've been able to see some profit-taking come in and reverse those gains, at least for the time being. January diesel at 278.90, that's down 2 cents a gallon. Unleaded at 221.76, down 3 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 279 is down one tick. Gold at 2056 is down about $10.80 an ounce, while silver at 2557 is up 13 cents. Dollar seeing another day of higher greenback here. We are getting a continuation in the bounce. We're at 103.33. That's up 57. Stocks, interesting behavior. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 35,741. That's up 310 points, or right about 0.9%, almost a full percent there. The S&P 500, though, is at 45.50, and that's down a half a point, or down fractionally. The NASDAQ Composite, 14,189. That's down 68, or about a half a percent. We did get the PCE inflation numbers, and they were pretty much as expected. Now, what's interesting with this is the bond market. We're seeing interest rates actually move up today. The 2-year at 470, up 6 basis points. The 10-year at 432, up 6.5, 7 basis points. And the 30-year are up 4 basis points currently. So we may see some positioning and things going on. Remember, today is November 30th. We are in delivery on those December contracts, which includes the corn, and also, interestingly, the Treasury futures. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.